Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out on a Friday. Nick Kieser behind the glass as well. As we do every Friday at 1 o'clock, we say hello to Tennessee State football coach Eddie George, also Titans legend, who is on the line with us. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm awesome, guys. How you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. Really enjoyed the Eddie George show the other night, talking Halloween candy with you. A lot of fun there at 6 and Peabody. We'll be at it again Monday night at 6, so be sure to check that out. But one of the things that I've really enjoyed about these segments and those shows is, you know, getting to know you as Coach Eddie more than the former player Eddie. And obviously those two intersect a lot, but I think that that's where it's perfect for you coming off last weekend. Murray State was a team that had not won a game, and you never want to underestimate your opponent. You guys come up short, and I think that you've used that probably this week as a teaching method, a coaching method with your team. So how has the week been for practice as you get ready for SEMO coming off of last weekend?
Well, the practices have been good. The energy's been great. Shortly after that game, I told them in order to get to where we want to go, we have to go through it. And it doesn't matter, you know, if we played a team that was 8-0 or 0-8. It's your respect for the opponent and the proper preparation for that going in. And I believe we prepared last week for that. I wouldn't say we necessarily underestimated them. They were a team that was talented, didn't have a lot of breaks go their way. And I can see that on film. And, you know, when we are in a dogfight with them and we are helping them in terms of the 9 penalties that we've committed during the course of that game, that's what can happen. And I think it definitely is a lesson learned because it's a game that we felt like, hey, we could have gone in there, we played our type of game, we could have come out with a victory. So how do you respond to that? You know, and from this point on, the standard will always be the standard. We're continually working on our standard. I'm not necessarily, you know, especially in the early part of this process in terms of building this program, yeah, you care about the results, the wins and losses, but I'm more or less more concerned with the spirit of the team at this point in time in terms of competitive excellence and how to work and how to properly prepare week in and week out. And that's not inclusive of just inside the building of the football, of our football offices, is outside of that. Because if you're not doing things correctly outside in the classroom, taking care of your body, looking at extra film, doing things at a competitive high level outside of it, there's no way you're going to be competitive when you come in as a football player. So that's what all starts. We're still in the rudimentary parts of building this program. And I have to remind myself that I have to be patient with that process. I can see from a talent perspective of what this could be and where this could go and what we could do, but we're approaching at that point. So that's been the main lesson. And listen, this team we're going to face this weekend, they get your attention quick. You turn on the tape, okay, you know, you got to buckle it up. It's like, you know, for us, Derek, it's like going up against Baltimore or Pittsburgh week or one of your rivalries. That's what you're going to face. And I told him that you're going to bring your hard hat. This weekend is for grown men only. And get your minds right.
We're talking with TSU's head football coach, Eddie George. They're coming off a disappointing loss this past weekend at Murray State. They got SEMO coming up, who's ranked, I believe, number 12 in the OVC, ranked number 12 overall. You guys are 2-1 OVC right now. Everything that you want is still in front of you. You mentioned last game. I don't want to dwell on that too much, Coach, but you know, in order to give yourself an opportunity and a chance to win against anybody, you can't have penalties and you must convert on third down. And those are the two things that unfortunately the team didn't do versus Murray State. What is the talk moving forward in regards to those two areas?
No question, Derek. We talk about pre- and post-snap penalties, and, you know, 90% of those penalties are going to be pre- and post-snap, and that's what we did. 13 penalties we had, 11 of those were pre- and post-snap. You know, 9 or so were offsides and a couple of personal fouls on the back end of that. The other two were correctable, a pass interference and a holding call. So it's all the stuff that we can control, number one. Number two, yeah, we can't put ourselves in a position where we're facing third and forever, third and 20. You tell me what play you can draw up consistently that you're going to convert on that. And we overcame a lot of those things, but then it was another jumping offside. So we understand exactly where we are and what we have to do as a team. And we have to accept the fact that this is who we are at this point. But what are we going to do about it? How are we going to go about our business? Because, again, I'm not resetting the button to say, okay, you know, better luck next year. No, it starts now. You know what I'm saying? We look for the future now. We're trying to create a winning culture now. So we're going to attack it and approach it and really focus on that. So this week was really about red zone, getting better in the red zone, looking at our third down conversions, staying on sides, you know, working on, you know, the move calls that we're getting at the line of scrimmage that is causing us to do it from a defensive perspective. And that's it. We want to hone in on the things that we're that's holding us back and attack it and approach it that way.
Now, what is it about this SEMO team? They're coming in 6-2 overall, 2-0 in a conference. What is it about this team that just causes matchup problems for not just you? It's been opponents before you guys.
Well, when you look at them, you look at how they play the game. They're very physical. They play hard. From a personnel perspective, they're well balanced. They can run the football and they can throw it. They have two receivers that can take the top off of a defense. So you can be mindful of. They're really good in the 50-50 balls downfield. They have the best running back in the conference, and Geno Hess, who's approaching 1,000 yards. Their offensive line is nasty. Defensively, they look to stop the run. They make you one-dimensional. This is a team that up front, their core, their linebackers are very active. They're smart. They're disciplined. And very rarely do you see them out of position and making mistakes or missing tackles. So they're well coached. And, you know, this is a team that we feel like, hey, it's a great barometer to see exactly where we are as a team. You know, we faced earlier this year two ranked opponents. I felt that we played them pretty well. And now, after a long season or this season, we're going to see exactly where we are in terms of that. So that's what I see out of SEMO right now. And it's going to be a game where, it's, again, we're going to have to fight and be disciplined and not help this team in any regard in terms of penalties and so forth.
Talking to Eddie George. And, Eddie, you were talking about how important it is for your players to take care of themselves off the field, prepare, stay on in tip-top shape as the season goes along here. You're probably aware of this with Derrick Henry. They had the mysterious, he was on the injured list, and they said, it's not an injury, we're just resting him. How did you decide, and who helped you decide, maintaining your body as you start getting through that wear and tear of the season? When do you need it to practice? When did you need to back off a little bit?
Well, you got to be smart. I mean, you know, at this point in time for Derek, you know, he's got some mileage on his legs, you know, accumulated a ton of carries the last 2 to 3 years, missed half of last season. And he's the offense right now for the Tennessee Titans. So I think it's pretty clear in terms of when he's carried the ball 34 times for over 200 yards that he's still coming off of a year of an injury. You've got to give him rest. I wouldn't look too much deep into that. You got to be smart about it. It's still relatively early in the season, and we kind of know how this thing is going to go. And so you got to pick and choose those moments where he can get some extra rest, recovery time, and allow that foot to mend and heal and to get back into the rigors of an NFL season. And you don't want to push it too much because you don't want to have a setback and you know, have him injured. And now you're really looking at, okay, what are we going to do from an offensive perspective? So that's kind of how I do it. And for me personally, when I was playing, it was kind of the same thing. You know, I kind of knew my body. Once I got, later in the years, it was more about recovery. I knew what to do from an assignment standpoint. but it's also important for me to practice. I needed to touch the football. I needed to get banged around a little bit in practice. I couldn't just jump out there on Sunday because ball security for me was paramount, and you tend to lose concentration with that if you don't practice enough. So if I'm ready to go by later in the week, Thursday, Friday, I get the ball in my hand. I can get touched up a little bit during a team run or 9-on-7. I'm now engaged in game mode with that from a mentality standpoint.
For you, how much, for example, like if young football players are listening, how much did you lift during the season this time of the year? How much did you get treatment? You know, were you, it massage? What were some of the things you did to maintain?
Listen, at this point in time, you bring your lunch, your dinner, and everything, your TV, your laptop, all in the training room and live in there. You know, Steve lived in there. He had a suite. He had to get a cot in there. You all know Steve's routine was he was going to watch Family Feud. He was going to watch all of his soap operas. You know, he had lunch in there. So that's where you post up. And, during the course of a season, that's it. That's your body. You want to always invest into your body in terms of getting – I got massages twice a week, chiropractor, twice a week. Yoga, stretching, all of that stuff that goes into it, and you're living in there at this point in time, and you're studying on your opponent. So you don't have the time. You don't have the luxury of having a real life of going out and enjoying dinner and all. Nah, especially for running backs, I live in the training room. I lived in the chiropractor office. I lived in all those things, and that's your life. And if you wanted to be ready week in and week out, that's what you had to do.
He is Eddie George, TSU head football coach, as they will take on SEMO this week. We'll have pregame coverage for you at 4:30 on 94.9 The Fan. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll see you Monday night at 6 and Peabody.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.